Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning.
大家早安。
Welcome to the OIC Church in the sunny Sunday morning. I haven't seen the sun for a while. We are going to look at Genesis 21 today. I was actually thinking about the getting 22 together. You know what 22 is? That's where Abraham's was willing to sacrifice Isaac, that verse. But let's read 21 before we go 22. 22 will be next week. Why am I doing 21? Because I'd like to to kind of understand how to read the narrative such as Genesis 21. It seems like they have three disconnected stories put together. How do we put them together? That's what we're trying to figure out today.
很高兴在今天这样充满阳光的早晨能大家一起来敬拜神。我本来我是想说把21章和22章一起去讲，但是21章我想要用它去做一个例子，说教大家怎么样去看像这样三个不同片段的故事，在这个圣经里面，然后怎么样去学习。
Okay, 21, if you know your Bible, if you can open your Bible and read it, I didn't put anything over there, so you better have your own Bible and put your cell phone or whatever to open. 21, chapter 21 have three stories. One is the promised child was born. Okay, 7 verses, short one. Then it take a long paragraph talking about the Hagar and Ishmael. They got kicked out of the house of Abraham, and God protects them. So that's a long story. At the end of it, you have this little story, seemingly disconnected with the rest of it. It's a treaty between Abraham and Abimelech. So how do you put all the three together before it gets to 22? That's what we're going to focus on.
因为今天我没有把经文打在这个屏幕上，所以请大家把圣经翻到创世纪第21章，它里面讲了三个不同的故事。第一个就是这个被应许的孩子降生，然后第二个就是夏甲和他的儿子被赶出去，第三个看起来好像跟前两个故事并没有任何关系，讲到了说亚伯拉罕和亚比米勒的他们的一个约定。所以我们就来看说这几个故事它到底是有怎么样的关联。
You know, in Genesis 12, God made the promise with Abraham, and that promise has been repeated a couple of times. The promise basically like this: I'm going to give you a child, and I'm going to give you a land, so that you can have a nation where you have a lot of people to give praise to the Lord. So that's basically God promised Abraham a child and a land. That's been repeated 12 and 16 and many other times.
所以在第十二章里面，上帝应许亚伯拉罕有两个应许，说我会给你一片地，第二个我会给你一个儿子，并且你会成为一个大国，然后就有这个属神的这么多的人一起来去敬拜神。他这个反复的一个应许呢，不断的在圣经里第十二章、第十六章，以至于到后面的圣经里都反复的在重复。
And you know, in Genesis 11:30, God basically, the Bible says Sarah, who's the mother, who's the wife of Abraham. The Bible says, now Sarah was a barren, she had no children. And it's 16, chapter 16, 1. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. Basically, in the context of the promises, God said that Sarah had no children for him.
所以当我们记得这个神的应许的同时说要有一个儿子，在第十一章的第三十节讲到说撒来不能生育，他没有孩子，就像是在而且在十六章里面也讲到说撒来就是亚伯拉罕的太太并没有给他生任何的小孩，所以就在这个底下一个情况下。
And they're now young, and they're in old age, and 75 years old at that time, and 25 years after the promise was made, we come to the chapter 21 where the promised child was born.
然后他们也不年轻了，二十五年之后，在第二十一章里面，他的孩子就这样被应许出生了。
Let me read the 7 verses. So I'm going to read the verses when we get to the scriptures. Let me read the 7 verses, then we pray. Verse 21, chapter 21, verse 1. The Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at a time which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Let's pray. Father, when we come to your word, give us a heart of attention.
神来到你面前, 给我们一个这样注意的心,
because we want to know you through your word.
让我们想要通过你的话去认识你。
Holy Spirit, open our eyes and open our hearts so that we know who you are.
神的圣灵开我们的眼，开我们的心， 好让我们可以看到你是怎么样的神。
We want to love you, we want to follow you.
我们愿意爱你， 也愿意去跟从你。
Help us, and we pray in Jesus' name.
帮助我们， 奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen. So that's seven verses. I don't know. After all those promises and all these years, if I were a Hollywood director, I would probably spend a lot of time on this. And the wrinkle of Abraham, Sarah's old, the baby was finally born, the background music, climax kind of thing. Seven verses? That's it? I mean, that's it. I mean, very, very plain description.
让我感觉很惊讶，就是上帝竟然用只用这短短的七节去把这个以撒降生去写出来。 如果我是一个好莱坞的一个导演的话，我肯定会花很长的片段来记录这亚伯拉罕多老，然后把这个降生的过程描写的非常多。But
if you read the seven verses carefully, it has been repeated like this: God said, as God has promised, repeated three times. So the focus is not actually on Abraham's wrinkled forehead or Sarah's old age, the focus is on the promise of God.
所以我们如果仔细去看这七节内容里面，反复会出现说上帝照着他先前所说的话，然后他就这样应验了。它里面至少出现了三次。所以其实它的重点不在于说亚伯拉罕多老有多难，而是重点是在于说上帝是按照他所说的应验了他，然后并且成就了。Well,
we know Abraham is the father of faith. We thought he is a giant of faith and stuff, but I just give you a little context. Before this child was born, he always blew up the whole thing many times.
所以，但我们当然觉得亚伯拉罕是一个信心的伟人，好像巨人一样。但是我们如果回想他之前所做的事情，每次都还可以的时候，他又搞砸了。When
God made a promise to him, you're going to have a child from you, he said, okay, you know, I'm going to have a descendant, the Eliezer of Damascus, that's my servant, he's going to be my heir. That's the first thing. God said, no, he's not going to be it. He said, okay, all right, I'm old. My wife cannot give me a child. What about my handmaid? I mean, she give me the Hagar. I can get a descendant from her. God said, no, it's not going to be that.
So, okay, go ahead. 然后接下来呢，他又说，哦，那我就和我的仆女，然后一起生个儿子，然后他就是以实玛利。No
matter how little Abraham, how little faith Abraham had, you and I would probably be in exactly the situation. It's just impossible to do it. We're trying to figure out the way or will of God ourselves. God still made the promise fulfilled in chapter 21. And before chapter 21, we have chapter 20. I don't know, John mentioned that last week. He almost blew the whole thing over again. When he went down and almost got to the Egypt, the guy, Abimelech, wanted his wife. He said, my wife is my sister. And he gave his wife away the second time. So Abraham almost blew God's plan so many times, but God promised sustains. God, as promised, God give him a son.
所以在这里面，就如果是我们在亚伯拉罕处境中，我们也会说，那上帝的旨意到底是怎么样呢？但是在这个过程中，就像上一章里面，亚伯拉罕差点又让他的妻子陷入一个困境，就对着亚米米勒说：“这个太太是我的妹妹。”所以差点就使这个上帝好像就是的工作就暂停了。但是上帝他的应许说：“你还是会有个孩子。”他还是会这样进行。
By the way, I'm going to go through the three stories quickly, and I'm going to come back to the lesson.The three stories are so easy to understand, I'm just going to point out the things that you might get a little confused. So that's what I'm doing now.
所以我会只是简单的把这三个简单的故事跟大家去分享，然后我会来教大家说，哎，这到底对我们来说意味着什么。
Okay, Abraham's obedience. Isaac's the first one got circumcised on the eighth day. And among the patriarchs, there's only one who didn't get his name changed. Abram to Abraham, Jacob to Israel,And Isaac was named by God, so the name stays. So Abraham's obedience, that's the second part of the first part of the story. So after that, you've translated them before.
第一个就是说亚伯拉罕他的顺服，他是以撒是在这里面唯一一个，他是在第八天受到割礼的人，并且在这些先祖里面，亚伯拉罕的名字从亚伯兰变成亚伯拉罕，雅各从雅各变成以色列，而以撒的名字从头到尾都没有被改变过，因为这个是神给他的名字。
If you want to do a study, the word study in the book of Genesis, I give you one hint. The one is in chapter 21, verse 5 to 7. It's laughter. That word has been mentioned so many times, and it's mentioned again over here.So you remember chapter 18, 17. So God, when God showed up in as an angel, told him that you're going to have a son the next year, Sarah laughed. Laughed in kind of like a disbelief, like, okay, that kind of thing. You know, yes, that's good. Yeah, what a dream, that type of thing. Now she had a baby.She laughs with joy. So the laughter is changed from kind of a mockery and disbelief all the way to joy here.
所以在这里面，如果我们要讲一个词的话，就讲到说以撒就是发笑的意思。如果我们回到第十七章的时候，当神的使者对他说你要生一个儿子，他的那种发笑，撒拉就笑了。但是笑是因为他的不信，然后觉得这是一个很荒谬的事情。但是在这21章里面第六节里面讲到他的发笑是一个发自内心的充满喜乐的一种发笑。
The laughter leads the name of Isaac, who's laugh.
所以这个就变成以撒的名字就是笑。
That will be your the key word for the first part of chapter 21, laughter.
所以这一段的一个重点就是一个笑，然后就发笑的人。
Let's move to the second story because this is only 7 verses. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. So let's go to verse 8.
我们一起再来看第21章的从第八节开始，一起来看这个圣经。
From verse 8 to verse 21 is a long verse, it's a long paragraph.
从第八到第21节，这是一个非常长的一个段。
It's just sad. It's just sad.
看起来真的很让人伤心。
I want you to see the contrast right there. Okay, first 7 verses, promise fulfilled. After 25 years,They finally got the child. Oh, laughter with joy. Ah, 100-year-old, I'm going to retire. And I'm done with it. I'm going to kick back my golden state. I'm done with it.
所以就如果拿这个前七节的文章经文在做这个比较的时候，就好像说哦，我开始就很开心，然后就是好像100岁，我的儿子终于到了，我可以放松了。
Let's read it.
我们一起来读。
Let me read it. And the child grew, and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on that day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, laughing. So she said to Abraham, Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not be here with my son Isaac. And the thing was very displeasing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham,Be not displeased because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For through Isaac shall your offspring be named. And I will make a nation of the son of his slave woman also, because he is your offspring. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. The water in the skin was gone. She put the child under the one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him and a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Let me not look on the death of my child." And she, as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boys. An angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into great nations." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw the well of water. And she went and filled the skin with the water and gave the boy to drink. And God was with the boy, and he grew up and lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of a Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Have you heard the story? And the story was really sad. When the boy was weaned, that means, you know, stop taking the breast milk. That's about a year or two old.
所以在这里面看到，我们看这个故事，其实非常让人伤心的。就如果让大家讲一下，就是说他这个孩子是以撒断了奶的时候，大概一两岁的时候。
The conflict erupted.
就有这样冲突的发生了。
I mean, the son at that time is a teenage now, is a little bit older. He's laughing. Laughing is a little bit different from the laughter. That's why you need to do a very interesting Bible word study in the book of Genesis. A lot of laughter. This laughter, if in the ESV, is in a mockery. I mean, look at the baby. You seen the big boy and an older boy in your house, the small baby like this, crawling or doing some stupid thing, and you know, baby does. And a big boy is just basically bullying or laughing at the baby. That happens all the time.
所以在这第九节里面就看到说，哎，这个他所生的儿子戏笑，这个戏笑就是代表着一个嘲讽，或者是就好像一个大的兄弟，然后在那欺负小的弟弟，说你这个小朋友小屁孩这种感觉一样。
Sarah just had the promise fulfilled in her womb, but she's still jealousy, she's still in anger, she's sad, and that lady, she didn't even mention the name.If you pay attention to this whole paragraph, Ishmael, the name was not even mentioned, okay? That's the thing I'm going to talk about. She said, that slave woman with her son, that was so despicable. I mean, let's get rid of them because they are taking away the heir of my son.
在这里面，如果我们去观察这个萨拉讲的这话，就是说这个使女和她的儿子，她甚至都没有提到这个使女的名字和她儿子的名字，就是说因为她会抢了我儿子的产业，然后所以就开始有了这种的嫉妒在她心里面。
Get rid of her, and Abraham said, "Okay, I don't know what to do." The Lord showed up, said, "You know, do as Sarah told you to do. Get rid of them." Abraham said, "Okay, all right. Give you water and bread. Get out of here." So they were sent to the wilderness.
亚伯拉罕也不知道该怎么做，但是上帝说，你就听这个你的太太的话，然后他就去把他们就放到了这沙漠里面。
You know the rest of the story. They almost died, and the Lord what?Heard, opened her eyes, heard the cry. That's the word Shema, God heard. You remember what I said? Ishmael was not even mentioned. The name was not even mentioned. No one cares. Sarah didn't care. Abraham didn't care. But God did hear the baby cry.
所以你看到这里面，他们在沙漠里面，他们也快死了，但是上帝听到了他们说话，然后这个就听到了，甚至去用以实玛利他自己的名字去讲说你的儿子以实玛利，并且在这里面去救了他，就上帝他在乎，即使他的使女祖母和他的主人并不在乎他。
And of course, God opened her eyes. God opened Sarah's womb. God opens Hagar's eyes. God's protection.It's for someone who is not even part of the plan. God has mercy and God is gracious. God promised them that he's going to make a big nation out of Hagar and out of Ishmael. And they went down south to Egypt.
所以同样开了撒拉 他这个子宫的神呢，也同样开了这个夏甲的眼睛，让他可以看到水泉。上帝的有时候他的保护，甚至是对于这些不在他计划以内的人，甚至去有这样的应许，去说以实玛利必成为一个大国。
All right, so the first paragraph, if the key word is the laughter, the second paragraph, the key word is Shema, God heard.
所以第一段如果说是笑为主题的话，第二段就是神听见作为主题。
No one cares, no one is willing to listen. Ishmael's name was not even mentioned, but God heard their cry and protected them and gave them mercy.
没有人在乎，没有人听见，甚至他名字都不被纪念，但是神听见，神在乎，并且神也给他们这样的恩典。
That's the second story.
那就第二个故事。
The third story is 22-34. It's a weird one. Let's read that one.
那我们一起来读。
At that time, Abimelech and the Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me, here by God, that you will not deal falsely with me, or with my descendants, or with my posterity, but I have dealt kindly with you, so you will deal with me and with the land where you have sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear.When Abraham reproved Abimelech about the well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized, Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I have not heard of it until today. So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made the covenant. Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock apart, and Abimelech said to Abraham, What is the meaning of these seven ewe lambs that you have set apart? He said, These seven ewe lambs you have taken from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well. Therefore, that place was called the Beersheba, because they're both of men, them sworn an oath.So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol and the commander of the army rose up and returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted the tamarisk tree in the Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned many days in the land of the Philistines. What is that?
这个和我们之前讲的有什么关系吗？
Right.The guy showed up in last chapter. He's a pagan. He's not part of the covenant of God, and he's somewhere located in the land of a Pharaoh, somewhere around there. And he has a military power. And he almost took Sarah, his wife, and he showed up again.
所以这个里面他到底有什么关系呢？就如果我们来看上一章，这个人他是一个不信神的人，和上帝的计划没有任何关系，然后差点就把撒拉娶了过去，然后呢，他这怎么又回来了呢？
Abraham was wealthy, and this guy has a military power. He took his commander-in-chief in the army, talked to Abraham to try to cut the deal. Okay, you are a sojourner, you don't have a land. And that's a key word, okay? You don't have a land.I want you to live in the land, but you know, we need to come with the deal. How are you going to do it? How much are you going to pay? That type of thing. So Abraham gave him all the animals, and he stayed in there. And he sojourned in that Philistine area for a long time. That's the end of this chapter.
所以在这里面，亚比米勒带了他的军事长，就好像就说亚伯拉罕，你是一个漂流的人，你居无定所，但是你在这里面，你可以在我的地里面住，但是我们需要有一定的合约。所以在这里面，他去带着他的军事长，对亚伯拉罕有，就是说有点像是说我们要有彼此的一个约定一样。
So the key word for this paragraph is Sheba, Beersheba.Sheba is the word, the meaning is a well of seven or well of oath. Either way.
所以在这里面，一个关键词就是别示巴，在这里面其中一个示巴，这个意思就是说我们去许愿，或者是甚至去有一个誓约。然后在这里面也看到说有七个井，然后有不同七个东西在这里做一个映照。
You know, if you really want to play the word game, I'm not going to spend too much time. The ewe lambs, that means seven lambs. That's actually the numbers that put it in there. Three times they tried to figure out what it is, three times they gave it an answer. So the oath was made three times. And Abimelech's name was mentioned seven times, Abraham's name was mentioned seven times. So there's a lot of wordplay in this paragraph. But the key word is Beersheba. The Sheba is the well of seven, at the same time it means well of oath. So that's where they made an oath, made a covenant with Abimelech.
如果我们愿意花些时间的话，这个就不断的，它就代表着就是说，七口井或者是这个代表着我们彼此誓言的井，在这里面他们的名字出现了七次。如果我们愿意去花些时间的话，也不断反复的重复，有三次的约，然后七个井，然后他们的名字也这样反复的出现。
All right, okay, all right, all right. It's not very hard to understand all the three stories. Why are they put all together in this particular chapter?
在这里面，他为什么要这么放在一起呢？
Remember before I start preaching this passage, God made a promise to Abraham, two things. The promised child, the promised land. Remember? The child was promised and delivered. You thought the thing's going to get better? It didn't. Now we deal with the land thing. He, Abraham, is still the sojourner, that word mentioned twice over there. He still didn't have a land. He didn't still have a place of residence. He still didn't have a nation. So basically all the three stories are put together. I'll just give you one title. Promise fulfilled, but not yet. It's fulfilled, but not complete. If you want to meditate on these past paragraphs, I hope you do, and some of the cell groups are studying this, I would just give you that. Yes, God is faithful. After 25 years, God delivered his promise. You know, 4,000 years after, there's another promised child. In the Old Testament has been repeated many, many times. You know what? That child was delivered as well. You know his name? He's Jesus Christ. He said everything that the Old Testament is trying to make, trying to get a fellowship with God, trying to make the demands and trying to make the gods and to satisfy God's wrath and all that type of thing. Everything has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That's 2,000 years before us. That's 4,000 years after Abraham's time. I'm just giving you the timeline.
所以如果我们来看的话，会想说他到底和这个故事有什么关系呢？但如果我们回到这个经文最开始的时候，我们想到上帝的这个誓言，他有两个应许，一个是你会有个孩子，第二个是你会有一个国家。但在这里面，孩子已经被应验了，但他在这里面也不断反复的提到说，他还没有一个住所，并且没有一个国家，所以好像他因为这个约定，他好像有了一个自己的地方，但是呢，并没有被实现。
We'll come back to Jesus again, but I'm just giving you the application out of this paragraph. Have you ever found yourself, even on the best day, even your prayer been answered, that you find yourself you're still wanting more, you're still expecting more, you still want to have more?
所以我们平时好像总会说跟神去祷告，好像上帝也应验了我们的祷告，但是我们会不会发现有的时候神应验了这样，但是我们总会想要更多，想要更多，想要更多？
That's the nature of us. I mean, I can give you all the examples over here. I mean, you have people who's going to get married. Yeah, people have been married for ages. If you have them ask and talk to each other, they said, oh, I've been looking for the wedding day. I've been looking for the marriage for so long. I've been with this girl for so long. Now it's going to come to fruition. We're going to get married. We're going to be together. We're going to raise our kids. God just promised. God is a faithful. Praise to the Lord. Then you come to John. John's like, okay, whatever. You've been there. Done that. The best, the what? They got a t-shirt on it, yeah. So your best day, the best day that you might have in your life, even if you're living in the best day, the prayer has been answered, you still find yourself, you want something more.
所以在我们当中，我们现在很多人可能要结婚，然后他会说啊，我太期待我的婚礼了，很感谢神，我将会有这样的家庭，我会有这样的孩子，上帝很信实，给了我这样的供应。然后，但是如果当你去跟一个结婚很多年的人，就像约翰牧师去讲的时候，他说啊，这有什么，就很平常嘛。就很多时候我们最好的那天，甚至我们得到了我们想要的，但是我们发现，其实他好像还并不是那么的满足我们。
Well, you talk about the get married, getting degree, get a job, get the kids and everything that you've been expecting. The worst thing is not to dream. The worst thing is you have your dream fulfilled. Now you don't know what to live for.
所以最坏的事情，当然我们会讲说孩子，我们的教育或者是我们的工作或者婚姻，最坏的事情不是说我们得到了我们最好的，而是说我们得到了我们最想要的事情，但是发现我们这个人还没有变化。
In chapter 21, you have the promise fulfilled. That does not solve the problem of Sarah. That does not solve the problem of the family conflict. That doesn't solve the problem of a separation. The problem continues even to this day.
所以我们如果看看萨拉的这个例子来说的，好像他的应验，他的祷告也得到了应验，但是他自己的问题、家庭的问题、家庭的冲突，好像还并没有解决，直到今天也是这个样子吗？
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have the desire to have something more, it's not wrong. It shows us that we are actually made for something more than this life. We always want to have our desire fulfilled. As long as it's not sinful desire, it's okay. Because we are actually made for eternity. Something this world will not be able to satisfy. Will not give you 100% satisfaction in this world because we are made more than for this world.
所以我们当然我们会想说，哎，为什么我会总要想要更多？这个想要更多并不是一个问题，因为我们被造本身就是为了去想要一个和永恒有这样的关系。所以这个世界里给我们暂时的这种满足感，它并不会永远的满足我们。
I'll give you a quiz, okay? I'm going to quote a movie quote, and you're going to tell me what that movie is.
给大家一个就是一个小测验，我会讲一个电影里的话，你告诉我这个是哪个电影里说的。
Right, a lot of kids probably know this one. No matter how many times you save the world, you always manage to get back into jeopardy again sometimes. I just want to stay saved, want to stay saved. You know, for a little bit, I feel like a maid. I just clean up this mess. Can't we keep it clean for 10 minutes? What's that movie?
Oh, wow.
That's the very first one, The Incredibles. Who said that? Sean is our movie guy. I always, always count on you.
Yeah.
So it's like this. The best vacation you have, the biggest problem you solve is going to come right back. You think that, well, I'm going to have the most brilliant family vacation. I mean, you're looking forward to it. You buy the ticket. You have a great trip. Then you come back. Everything is just back to the normal. Nothing seems to have changed. You just back to where you have been. I mean, I'm just trying to highlight the desire we have for something bigger and better only if eternity can provide.
所以刚刚牧师他引用了一个电影里的一个话，就是说不管我拯救世界多少次，好像这个世界总会又陷入一定的困境。有的时候我就想说，这个被拯救的状态难道不能持续即使十分钟吗？我感觉我救这个世界好像就像一个女仆在清理这打扫这个各样的脏乱的这种感觉。所以很多时候我们想说，哎，我们的会想说我们的假期，然后我们的问题解决了，但是好像我们解决之后马上又会有新的问题，因为就好像没有时间我们可以得到这样的安宁，因为我们总是期待我们被造会是渴望一个更好更大更美甚至延伸到永恒的一个东西。
As Abraham and Sarah, we are living in between promises. God fulfilled the promise for first part. The baby was delivered. The second part of the landthe promise of land is not fulfilled just yet. He was living in between promises. You and I are living in between promises as well. If you claim Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you know He's the only one who saved you, you become a children of God. But that's not all. This life that we are living right now is not all. Someday, either we go to Him,or he's going to come back. That's the reality that we're going to have. You know why I'm saying that? Because at the end of the chapter, Abraham did something very trivial, but very significant. In this land, that the land he did not even have, he planted a tree. And over there,he started claiming the name of the Lord. It's called El Alam, the everlasting God. What does that mean? The tree takes a time to grow. It takes a time to go away. That means they're going to, you know, slow to grow, and they stay very long. Abraham, in the age of around 100, is not going to last very long. He planted a tree over there, tellinghis descendants, the Beersheba, God has made promise that I'm going to have a land. I might not be able to see the day, but you will. And this is the tree I'm going to plant over here as a witness to my belief in the promise of God.
在这里面我们就好像我们像亚伯拉罕和撒拉一样，我们都是活在应许当中。在这个过程中他得到了儿子，但是他又还没有得到他的地，所以他们一直是这样的一个状态。就好像我们因为接受了耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们就成为他的孩子一样，我们有了这个应许，但是我们也要面对未来这一个过程，我们一直是活在他的应许当中。我们要么是去面对他会走向他，要不然就是他会再来，会临到我们，就在末日的那一天。在这里面看到亚伯拉罕在结尾做了一件非常有意义的事情，就是他种了一棵树，即使这个地不是他的，但他还种了一棵树，并且说这神是一个伊勒俄南的神，就代表着神是一个永活的上帝。就虽然他100岁了，他不会活到永远，但是他想借着这个树去提醒他子孙别示巴的这个事情，就是上帝给他们有这样的应许，给他应许了一个地，即使他现在看不到，但是他的子孙会看到。
Ladies and gentlemen, we are made for eternity. This world would not deliver. Sorry for breaking the news, but you probably experienced it already. Doesn't really matter how good your marriage has, how good the family has, how brilliant the vacation you've been, how long you're living, this worldOr you, probably before this world, will end. And our heart desires for more. You know what? You are made for that. We're living in between promises. There's a promise that's coming up. That's the reality. And I hope you will be like Abraham. Plant a tree, not literally plant a tree, but thinking about the tree signifies...El Alam, the everlasting God. Everything will be gone, but the God is going to keep his promises. He is coming back again. That's this world is going to end up. I don't know how, I just don't know how. But he said it 4,000 years after Abraham, the son was born, Jesus Christ. Now it's 2,000 years after that. I don't know how many years we have to wait, but before you know it, he's coming back again. Our heart will be completely 100% satisfied then, because his promise will be completed at that time, ladies and gentlemen.
在座的各位，我们是被永恒所造的，我们是为着永恒被造的，所以这世界并不能给我们所要的那种满足。我们的婚姻，不管论婚姻有多好，我们的这个假期有多好，我们的做的事情到底有多好，现今的状况到底有多好，这些东西还是不能满足我们，因为我们是有这样的一个对永恒的一个期待和渴望。就好像I lost it.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your life. And you get married, having kids, find a job. But it's okay to want more. But keep in mind, this world will not deliver. Always keep your eye on the Lord's promise. What is the promise? He's going to come back again. Over there, you will not have tears. You will not have sorrows. You will be completely satisfied over there. I'm looking forward to it.
在座各位，我们去想要更多其实是 OK 的，但是呢，我们要记得是，我们的眼睛要在上帝的应许上面。他应许是什么？他有一天终将会再来，他会那个地方是一个没有眼泪，而且充满着一个欢笑，或者是我们会被完全满足的那个时候。
Timmy's birthday is kind of overlap with mine. His birthday is Valentine's Day. My birthday was yesterday. Okay, he's still at the age looking for the candies, the bars, and then things. And I'm entitled. This is my day. I don't even want to do the birthday because that's going to remind me how old you are, and you're getting older and older and older. And you know, I was going upstairs. My knee's hurting. I've never heard of this. I've never had this. Thank you.
Timmy 的生日是在二月十四号，他对生日有这样的期待，我会有糖果，我会有蛋糕，我会有礼物。但是牧师的生日就在昨天，他就觉得说，每次我过生日就好像变得越来越老，然后甚至我上楼，然后膝盖都会有问题，这从来都没有过的。
I'm not that old yet. That worries me too big. But hey, this world will not deliver.
但记得这个世界它没办法给我们最终想要的东西。
Plant a tree, call his name, I'll alarm.Everlasting God.
所以我们种这个树，就像亚伯拉罕一样，纪念神，他是永活的神一样。我们也提醒我们自己，神是一个存在到永远的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're so grateful for the passage in front of us. You've been keeping your promise because you're a faithful God and you're a merciful God, even for those people who don't deserve your goodness. You protect them, you love them, you provide. Lord, remind us that we are still living in between promises, but you have told us so many times that you are coming back again, and you use your son's blood to put the stamp on it, saying that we are your children.And you will never forsake us. You will never forget us. Lord, we are going through some difficulties of life. People around us may pass away. Our health may fail. Our family is not perfect. Our country is not perfect. The church is not perfect. Lord, but we know we are believing in this everlasting God. Oh, Lord, give us this hope and give us this joy.We're not looking at this world, looking for the satisfaction from this world because they don't deserve it. Lord, we want to come to you again. We want to know you. We want to love you. We want to serve you. And we want to follow you because you are the only one who can give us the ultimate rest. Thank you, Lord, for the promise. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.